John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach.
Well, good morning. And added to the list of the things the governor, former governor, was talking about have reopened, how about the National Zoo's Panda Cam in Washington, D.C., one of the proofs the government is now fully functional, maybe one of the more important things they actually do. Yesterday, the Dow was down about 2 points, primarily because of one stock, IBM, which got hammered. Keep in mind the Dow is only 30 stocks, but the S&P 500, which, of course, has much more weighting because of 500 stocks, set a record yesterday, up 11.6 points. And by the way, the futures on both the S&P and the Dow are up this morning. But one of the strange things that comes out of this debt ceiling crisis is because of the fact that we almost went over the cliff, one of the credit rating services, Moody's, the one that gives the best credit rating to the government of the three, they actually were encouraged by the fact that we came up to the cliff and didn't go over it. They say this, as demonstrated over many decades, the statutory debt limit is always raised, even though this sometimes happens at what is perceived to be the last minute. So they were actually encouraged, which means the next time that we have the debt ceiling crisis, which will come up in February, I guess they're not going to worry about it because, once again, we always come right up to the cliff, look over, and don't jump over. Let's talk about some of these companies reporting quarterly earnings. A local company, USA Truck, reporting a loss, but a much better situation than they reported a year ago. They report that their revenue was up 14%, certainly good numbers. And, of course, they're in the middle of trying to fend off a hostile takeover from Knight Transportation. They lost $602,000 in the quarter. They lost $6 million the same quarter of last year. It's better than Wall Street expected this year. For the first three quarters of the year, they've lost a tad under $4 million, but this time last year they'd lost almost $20 million. Their total revenue for those three quarters added together so far this year up 10% on revenue year over year. And a really good sign, because we know what a business really runs on is not net profits, but it's cash flow. Their cash flow improved so much that they were actually able to reduce their debt by $5 million, their long-term debt, last quarter. They still have about $140.9 million in outstanding debt, but things are getting better. Let's hope the trend continues. GE reporting profits down this morning, down 9% year over year. But the good news is that they continue to shrink their finance business. That's what got them in trouble back in the collapse of 2008 with GE Capital Credit. They say that orders for jet engines are up 12%, drilling equipment up 18%, and overall their focus on getting back to an industrial complex, which is what they really are, is paying dividends. Google, their stock is screaming up this morning before the market opens up about 9%. They beat everybody's expectations. They say that their revenue was up about 23%. And it's kind of interesting. One of the things they measure is something that they call paid clicks. That's every time that you're on Google and you click on an ad that's there. Well, that paid click revenue up 26%, and what they pay those people to put their ads on Google actually down 8%. Google said they made almost $3 billion, which is considerably better than the same quarter of last year. And one of the companies that's doing well, but it's because they're in the protection environment of bankruptcy, American Airlines, their parent company, reporting a profit of $289 million. They lost a huge amount over the last several years, of course. They've been in bankruptcy for about 2 years. They say their revenue was up 6%, their labor costs down 13%. They're cutting costs because they're protected in the bankruptcy courts. And they're doing so well, they're going to add 60 new planes this year to their fleet of 600 planes. And also they say that they're going to start flying routes from DFW to Hong Kong and to Shanghai next year. So, of course, if it's approved, they're going to be coming out of bankruptcy and merging, and it'll be the largest airline in the world. And lastly, Union Pacific, the big railroad company based up in Omaha, reporting net income of well over $1 billion. That's 10% higher than the same period of last year. But what's interesting is if you look at what they're shipping, 7% fewer carloads of coal. Why? Well, because cheap natural gas prices continue to take more and more market share away from them. And, of course, since we live here in the middle of natural gas country, that's good news for us. But we're going to continue to see the demand for natural gas increase over the years, and we'll see the demand for coal continue to decrease. And that's causing problems for the railroads because it's a significant part of their revenue.
Yeah, and certain parts of the country that have thrived on coal, they're having trouble now.
Yeah, most of the coal you see coming through here, if you see those long trains, is coming from Wyoming, and it's going to have an impact up there too.
All right, John. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Call him if you wish at 479-782-2527.